A bill cracking down on foreign political donations has passed its third reading in Parliament, with MPs using it as an opportunity to air the dirty laundry of other parties. The government introduced the legislation banning foreign donations over $50 after warnings overseas money was being used to influence politics in New Zealand. Foreign donations are also part of an ongoing inquiry into the 2017 general election, Parliament's Justice Committee. MPs on the committee will consider a request from two former senior New Zealand First officials who want to share their concerns about the party's past handling of donations. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
There's broad agreement the law needs to be changed, but the views on how to get there are diverse. National used this morning's debate on the bill to highlight questions around New Zealand First and the party's foundation and its handling of donations. MP Jerry Brownlee questioned why the government is introducing a bill for anonymous foreign donations rather than a much bigger issue.
In fact, we are ignoring the fact that there is a massive loophole here available and used so far by New Zealand First and available to others inappropriately to avoid the scrutiny of where the money comes from.
MP Nick Smith told Parliament foundations and societies should be included in the law change.
We should not put up with the farce of New Zealand First having a foundation that collected over $500,000 of secret donations, that they should be included in the ban. What is the point?
He also took another swipe at the Greens.
How is it possible that the Green Party has championed banning foreign donations for the last 5 years, but has got 50 times more foreign donations, according to the regulatory impact statement, than the other party? This sounds like preaching one thing and doing exactly the opposite.
But Minister of Justice Andrew Little didn't let National's attacks go unanswered.
There is only one party in this parliament that is currently the subject of a serious fraud office investigation. It happens to be the National Party. There is only one party who, in their returns in the 2017 general election, showed an extraordinary number of donations to candidates from their head office, and that is the National Party.
Andrew Little says there are already requirements on party officials to discourage the misuse of structures like foundations. He also hit back at criticism that the bill does not address the risk of foreign influence through funding political parties and candidates.
I've seen commentary from some pretty esteemed academics, actually, who say that. And I have to say this to the House, they are wrong. They are wrong.
Andrew Little says officials are doing more detailed work to look at how to close other loopholes. Those reforms will have to wait until after the election. But in the meantime, the donation allegations circling New Zealand First won't disappear anytime soon, with former party president Lester Gray and treasurer Colin Forster now looking to divulge what they know to the Justice Select Committee. They say there are personal and legal risks to speaking out, and the Select Committee inquiry would be a safe place to do it. MPs on the Select Committee will decide on this request tomorrow. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Court Charlie Drever, DNA.